right, and good morning, good afternoon. This is the Mary Jane Max Show. I'm filling in for the lovely Nancy, who is out on the East Coast right now. But I would like to introduce Mary Jane Mack, who's part of the TAPS system, which is the Accelerated Performance System. And hi, Mary Jane. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Benny.
You're welcome.
Thank you for opening
Yeah,
for me.
No problem. Happy early Thanksgiving, because, you know, you're once a month here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And I'm excited. Are you getting ramped up?
I am.
All
right. This is a perfect time.
Good, good.
Perfect day.
All right.
So what were our show topic today is what are you most grateful for today and every day?
Good one.
It's like this time of year we think about it more, but how can we incorporate it into every day?
Exactly. Yeah. And this is obviously the time for thanks and forgiving. Of course, we can divide that up into two. Families are really big for those that we are thankful for and for everyone around us. And our biggest prayers and love to those in the South and the Malibu and Thousand Oaks area in L.A. I mean, they're going through some tough times with all the wildfires. So, you know, this is
Absolutely.
A time for where everyone can come together and bring a lot of love and
Send good energy
you
and prayers
it.
For mm-hmm. those people.
Absolutely.
I mean, they've lost everything. They didn't even have a chance to really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yes.
It's devastating.
And we're
sure.
thankful for all that we have and the place, the home that we have to go to. It makes it a little more clear mm-hmm. of what that means.
Bit of a reality check there.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So on today, we obviously, it's a Thanksgiving show, or we want to give thanks or be thankful for whoever or whatever, or we'll address that today. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you. It's 800-930-2819 for the number for the show, 800-930-2819.
And we'd love to have you call in today and tell us what you're most grateful for.
Yeah.
And that could be whatever is in the top of your head today is what's important. So we look forward to hearing from you. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about what I'm grateful for and the gifts that I've been given. Of course, the gifts just go on and on with my clients and the people I deal with every day. I deal with just amazing people. I'm their coach and helping guide them to their goal and their reality and whatever it is they want to do. And so when I think about what's important to me, number one, of course, is always family. My husband, John, my daughter, Nancy, who is just amazing and always there for me, and my granddaughter, Riley, she's 18 now, and so she's the love of our life. And then, of course, there's our daughter, Kelly. We lost Kelly in 2005. It actually was 13 years yesterday that she left this planet. So Kelly was amazing, and her spirit lives on, and we're thankful for the time that we had Kelly. So those are, family's always first, and the other important person in my life is Rhonda. Rhonda is my office manager. She is a gift from God. Rhonda has come into my life, and she has shared her gifts with you and taken care of all of our clients as well as me. And without her, I would not be who I am today. So I'm very, very grateful for Rhonda. And Rhonda also is a certified nutritional therapist practitioner. So when you call our office, Rhonda is very qualified to answer your questions, to help you with anything with your diet, with your food program, with whatever question you have. Rhonda is very qualified to answer that. So I am very thankful to have Rhonda in my life. And right now we're going through a home remodel. And for all of you who have gone through a home remodel, you understand what that is. Total chaos. So we're coming to the end of it, and I am thankful for RCG Home Repair, our contractor Chris, and his assistant Damien. They have made our life so easy and brought things together so it's so smooth that I cannot thank them enough for all they've done for us and created the dream of having our house exactly the way we dreamed it would be. So thanks again, Chris and Damien. So those are just the things that are current in my life besides my family, who is there all the time. So again, it's like, what are you grateful for? What is it that you think about? And when you have gratitude every day, then you bring in the good things to your life. Instead of focusing on what's not working or where, your life where it's off track, start thinking about how to get it back on track. And then when you're on track, think about full speed ahead. So it's exciting. Should we take this call?
Yeah, and who doesn't love being full speed ahead?
Yeah, it's a lot fun, more fun than dragging your feet.
Exactly. Well, we'll jump to these phone lines. We have one patient caller waiting. But first, 800-930-2819 is the number for the Mary Jane Mack Show. And she's live here taking your calls with the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. That's 800-930-2819. We'll start things off with Gina calling in from Redmond. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Hi, Gina. Jane. How are you?
I saw you.
I'm happy you called.
Yes, I said I was going to give a little call in and share a little bit about the miracle.
What? We're having a little trouble. Happened.
Yeah, hang on there, Gina. Just want to make sure we're in a good spot there.
Oh. Okay.
There we go.
Much better. That's better. That's better. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just talking right directly into the mic. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So just real briefly, I was at a 2 when I started, when I called into the show. Mary Jane suggested I come in to get some assistance because I was having really low energy. And I did. I came in, and I had been a longtime listener, but I hadn't taken that initiative to actually come in and start getting treated. And I was so pleasantly surprised that the nutrition worked really, really quickly, completely shifted my energy. And I have been having a lot of good things happening into my life in the last few weeks since I had that initial consultation and started taking the supplements. And there's a lot of good things, so I don't want to take up all the time to mention all the things that happened.
Oh, but we wanted you to just share a few things. It doesn't have to be in detail about what you're thankful for. And yeah, so we're
sure
happy to hear it.
Okay. So one of the biggest things that shifted, so one thing I'm thankful for is that when I came in, Mary Jane was able to answer any question I had about my life. And so one of the things that I was struggling with a little bit was my some career direction and trying to figure out what my next step should be. And we muscle tested 3 different things I'd been considering, and one really stood out strongly in the muscles, which, you know, I wouldn't have necessarily known that consciously, but one really stood out. And then within that week, I received out of the blue a recruiter contacting me from a company that was in that field. And I had, wanted to apply previously, but the interviewing process had been a little bit stalled. And they got back in touch with me after I started taking the supplements and feeling my energy change so much. And it was really right away. So that, and now we've progressed quite a bit, and it looks like I'm really moving forward with that, and it's feeling really in alignment.
Well, what's exciting is all I did was in the muscle testing is confirm what your energy and where you were and what's right for you, and it just helped you to be clearer on the direction you were going. So it was all there, but we just brought it up so that you could see it clearly and then focus on what it is that you really wanted. And that's what's so exciting. It's your energy and your dream and your reality. And when you could really see that that's a possibility, it changes everything.
Yes. And just even like our consultation, just me being in there with you and going through the process, and it was, you know, an experience. And I found it a very soothing and comforting experience. And, you know, I felt like any questions I had about my health or my life, it was like everything was going to be okay. I just had that strong feeling. And, I mean, even, you know, you were able to test my orthotics and figure out why they were hurting and what was wrong with my orthotic. And, yeah, but the biggest thing is my energy has come back, and I just feel really grateful that I have the alertness and clarity to actually, you know, live life on a higher level. So, you know, I went from a 2, and then the last time I was tested on my third follow-up session, I was a 15, right?
Right,
I think.
Right. So you came up very quickly. You have a very good attitude. And when I'm checking you, I'm checking you not only for nutrition, I'm checking you for emotions, structure. And you had just recently got new orthotics. However, you were only wearing them part of the time because they actually hurt. So you thought you had a break-in time. And when I tested them, one of them was not right. So they were really good orthotics, and you just had to go back to your chiropractor and have them send back to the company and get them replaced. And then when you got them replaced, they were perfect. So,
well, they're on their way back to me. I haven't tried them yet, but I know that intuitively I knew from the moment I tried them on something was wrong with one of them. But I was like, oh, no, I'll just break them in. But, yeah, I got re-scanned because there was something wrong with
that
scan. So.
And when you get them back, we'll make sure that they're perfect. So you were better, but you were better without them than with them, because they actually threw your structure off more. So that's what I look at. I look at the total picture from head to toe. And it was my honor to help you get in balance and be with you. So thank you, Gina.
Thank you so much. And
go ahead.
I just wanted to... Oh.
No, go ahead. Continue. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted to also let anybody know who has been listening and maybe is putting off making an appointment. You know, I had assumed that it was going to be very expensive to, you know, be treated and get the supplements and everything, but it's actually not very affordable, which is a wonderful thing. So I wouldn't be intimidated if anybody's like thinking that, oh, you know, I'll wait till I have a lot of finances to start that healing journey, because, you know, it's affordable and you get results, or at least I did get results so quickly. I was just wondering though, if you could help tell me, I've been getting a lot more energy from the supplements, and now at night I don't necessarily want to go to bed at time, and I'm staying up later and later. So I was just curious if that's because of the supplements and how to kind of get back on a better routine.
It could be from your energy level, but maybe you need to take your evening supplements a little bit earlier, or take them in the morning and afternoon versus too late in the evening. And we will evaluate that.
Thinking.
We'll reevaluate that when I'm in the office. You could send me an email.
Okay, yeah, no worries. Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah, but that would be a way
like
to
a
do
it. Psychological thing.
No, I think that you're just on a high. I think everything's going good, and you got a lot of energy, a lot of good vibes coming in. So, but we could evaluate that and see if there's something we need to switch around. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you
so much. Thanks for everything you've done. You're like my fairy godmother.
Thank you, Gina.
Very sweet of her. Very sweet. And we appreciate the testimonial. If you'd like to join us, though, we are taking calls as well. It's 800-930-2819 for the Mary Jane Mack Show, 800-930-2819. We have Denise standing by, so we'll get to her on the other side of this break. We'll be right back with more.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Exactly what you need to do. The Mary Jane Mack Show. You got to breathe, Mary Jane. You got to breathe.
Deeply, deeply.
That's right. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Of course, the Mary Jane Mack Show is on the air now. We are taking your calls and about being thankful for today, and in general, life in general. And the number for the show is 800-930-2819. If you'd like to join us, 800-930-2819. And shall we just run off to our next caller?
Yes, that'd be great.
Let's do it. Denise from the Newcastle area. Hi, Denise.
Hi. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, Denise. Thank you for calling.
How are you? Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. So what's good. What are you grateful for today?
Well, first of all, I'm grateful for you and all that you've done for me and for my family. But that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. I think what I wanted to share is that, you know, I was very seriously ill about 22 years ago. And after that illness, I kind of had a wake-up call that I really had to be grateful for everything, all the good things in my life and what the good that came out of that illness. And it's been a path that's led me, first of all, I think to you is part of it. But the fact that the most thing I'm grateful for is gratitude itself. The more I practice gratitude, the more I have to be grateful for. It's really pretty simple.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is. I practice saying thank you a lot. If you're, I probably say thank you, thank you, thank you several hundred times a day. And if I ever fall out of that practice, things kind of start turning a little bit. And it just seems like such a simple philosophy for life that the more you practice gratitude, the more that you have to be grateful for.
Right. It's the more you align yourself with that energy, spiritual or energetic energy that puts you on the right path and keeps you moving forward.
Yes, absolutely.
So
thank you. all part of that.
Well, you are so welcome. Thank you for allowing me to be part of that for you and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I am grateful for you.
Well, thank you. And I'm sitting here in my living room, and I always have a lot of birds in my yard. There's sparrows and crows and everything. But right now, there's the most beautiful blue jay out there that I've never seen in my yard before. So I'm grateful for that. That's a good sign.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, usually this time of year, they're not around. They're gone.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
So good sign.
Yeah.
Thank you,
so
Denise.
That's it.
All right.
Thanks,
thank you.
And take care.
So, have a great day, Denise. Yes.
Yeah, so there it is. It's that simple, just saying thank you. And, you know, that reminds me of Wayne Dyer and how every day he would get up and look in the mirror and say, thank you, thank you, thank you for my body, for my health, for my life. Just in general, just every day to bring in the good energy to align you for the day instead of getting up and saying all that's not right. And, oh my gosh, I got to drag this body. I don't feel good. The more you do that, it just doesn't work for you. And so being grateful for it, if your life is in chaos, pick one thing. Pick one thing you could be grateful for and build on that. Because all the things that are going wrong are because you're creating that energy, and that's it doesn't go away because it's your lesson to look at that and know that challenges that are brought to us are just lessons for us to get through in order to be better at who we are. And when you get challenges over and over again, you really better stop and look at what's going on, like car accidents or falls, because the universe is trying to tell you something and you're not paying attention. So when you're not paying attention, they hit you harder and harder. And pretty soon, you don't want to get that final blow because it's going to be like getting hit over the head with a hammer and things really go apart. And then you have to start thinking about what you're doing, or you just don't get better.
Right, because no one's ultimately perfect.
No.
And if you do have fears or challenges, you got to work towards those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
why we're here on this planet.
Exactly. And you just have to look at it a little different. Mm-hmm. Instead of being stuck in it, think about what you could do to work through it. I remember when the biggest lesson when I really got it was when you it's like buying a house, or for me it was buying a horse. I found a horse online, and it was a Rocky Mountain gated horse, and the horse was in California. And I saw this horse, and I knew that this was my horse. It was in 2000. I knew that this was my horse. And then when my husband and I we were going to a ranch in California, Therese Ranch, I stopped off to see this horse. And when we stopped off, the horse had been kicked. It was only 3 years old. And he was lame. Well, my husband was not going to write a check for a lame horse. So I told the gal that when he's better, let me know. I'll just call me and let me know when he's better, and then we'll come back. And when this was her favorite horse, so her feelings were actually hurt. So she called and told me he was not available. She decided not to send him. And I remember thinking at the time, isn't that interesting? I thought that was my horse, but for some reason, there's a reason he's not. So I let it go. I didn't get all crazy like, I really wanted that horse and then really fight to get it. I just let it go. And then within 2 weeks, she called me again and said that she changed her mind again and decided that she would sell him to me. And it was like, it's the universe and how the universe works. And it was all about me being able to be okay with that. And then he came back to me. And he's been my horse now since 2000. He's 21. His name is Jake. And he's amazing. And he could do everything.
Great.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how that works. Mm-hmm. When people want a house and they keep fighting, things fall through and then they keep doing all kinds of crazy things to get the house, usually they wind up in trouble because it doesn't work. The universe tried to protect you, but if you didn't get that, then there's other complications.
There you go. Yep. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show. She's part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. She's also part of the TAPS system, which is the Accelerated Performance System. And we are taking your calls again, 800-930-2819. If you'd like some, like a short reading, a little mini reading here on the air, if something's going on with you or feeling down or got some little sludge in there somewhere, Mary Jane can tune in to you. So it's 800-930-2819. We are also asking if you guys are, obviously you're grateful out there, but we'd love to hear what you're grateful about or for. So again, 800-930-2819. We'll take Mary Jane. We're at the bottom of the hour already. We're just sweeping right through
it.
So we'll take another break. We'll be right back with more from Mary Jane.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show. My lovable, huggable host over there, Mary Jane. Hi, how are you again?
Thank you, Benny. How are you?
Good, wet in your whistle. We're back at it.
I am. We're excited. It's a good day.
You know it.
Great calls.
And today's show, we are focusing about being grateful. Of course, we have Thanksgiving next week for some of you. Others, it's just the love in general. And so if you'd like to join us on the show, 800-930-2819, we are asking you to call in and say what you're thankful for. And or Mary Jane is also here as usual once a month to give her mini readings on you and some help if you need it. And we actually have a couple callers now holding and standing by, so we'll run off to them. We have Margaret calling in from Seattle who has a question about a dog. So Margaret, hello.
Hello there. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Well, hi. You know, real well. And my husband and I, Dan and I, both have seen you many times, although not recently.
Oh,
but,
Absolutely. That Dan is one of my favorites.
But we plan on seeing you soon. So.
All right.
Anyway, I am so happy I caught the show. But anyway, I do have to say I'm extremely grateful for my ability to know that I have issues I must work out. So anyway, I'm very grateful for, I'd say, just about everything. I'd say everything in my life because there's a reason for it.
Well, good.
And I'm sure many people don't realize that, but I'm anyway. But my question for you is, if you wouldn't mind answering, is we have a Chihuahua that's about 10 years old. Marley's his name. And he was diagnosed about 3 weeks ago with a herniated disc, and he's been on bed rest, and he was on that prednisone and all that stuff. And he's doing much, much better. But I was wondering if you would have any ideas as to how I can help him further right now.
Yeah, he's gotten into some kind of toxins. He's very toxic. Oh. Very toxic.
Oh.
He's a little dog, but he calls for 20. He calls for quite a bit of nutrition to pull out the toxins. So if you give send Rhonda an email, I'll tell you what you need to do, what you need to give him. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just send Rhonda an email, and we'll get back to you what he needs. But he.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's. Do you remember him getting into anything?
No, I don't. I really don't.
And the little dogs, when they're toxic, or big dogs, they lose their back end, or they can't walk, or they see, you know, they're really off. And as soon as you give them pull out the toxins, it changes everything. And he needs that for a couple of days, and then you decrease it. But definitely, that's what I get on him. His disc, I don't think is, once you take care of the toxins, I think he's going to be a lot better pretty fast.
Oh, I appreciate that so much, Mary Jane. And now you're open today.
Well, Rhonda's there right now, so give Rhonda a call.
Oh, I sure will.
Or give her a call or send her an email right away, and she'll be able to.
I'll call.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay?
I'll call her.
All right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mary
You're
Jane.
Welcome.
Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving.
And we'll see you soon.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving for you and Dan.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Yeah, thanks, Margaret, for calling in. And we're going to sweep off to another one. We've got Shelly calling in from Redmond. Hi, Shelly. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Shelly.
Hi, Jane.
How are you, Shelly?
I didn't know you did animals, or I would have told you about my stinking cat months ago.
Oh, my goodness. Of course I do animals. They're easy. Yeah.
Oh, because I got this, my daughter got this bougie cat named Rafiki, and he just thinks he's the coolest thing. In fact, right now he's trying to decide if he should get on the dining room table or the desk.
And what's his issues?
I think I have the same issue with the cat as I have with the kids about boundaries, because every time
how familiar,
every time,
huh?
I ignore him, like when I'm on the phone or something, he's always up on what he knows he shouldn't be, like kitchen counters or anything. Yeah. He's just dying for attention, and I don't know what to do with him. He's looking at me now with his ears back.
Yeah, he's trying to show you that he's boss. Yeah. Yeah.
So
anyway, actually, you got to change your energy. When you change your energy, he'll be fine. So it's about you just energetically, you just put a boundary around you, have him like stay in a way. Just think about it. You don't even have to do anything. And when you change it, because right now you're drawing him to you, not standing in your own power and not setting up your rules.
Yeah.
Like you say, it's the same as with other family members. So it's about, that's a good lesson for you. You work on the cat and see what you get and change your energy and see, that'll be pretty amazing.
Well,
so
yeah,
we can talk.
I did follow through with that group on Tuesday night, and that was like perfect. It's all about accountability. They gave me a coach for 6 weeks. I think it's going to be, it's just kind of a hand holding, but I think they have some really practical tools about how to kind of stand up for yourself. And I think that energy, and I've been working on my list and on their list, kind of, I think they're the one and the same kind of thing.
Do you want
to call and tell you thank you?
Do you want to share a little bit about what you're, why the group and why you're doing that?
Well, yes, because I have, you know, I have adult
children. You don't have to go
into detail. And I recently,
yeah.
Yeah, I just went through a divorce, and so it's like it's just been me not standing up and focusing all my energy on people around me instead of on myself.
Right.
And it's building my energy, and the supplements have been great. I didn't tell you this, but about 2 weeks before I came to see you, every afternoon I was in bed watching TV.
Okay.
And since I came in and adjusted my supplements on Tuesday, I've been going like the Energizer Bunny.
Good.
So something, the shift that you did really, really did help. It's amazing. I mean, you're just amazing. I just can't. It's just amazing.
Well, another thing is you did a big shift when you were in the office. We energetically, we talked about things. So the nutrition just helps you to be able to stand in your power and helps you think clear and make decisions. And so, and then you made a big decision calling that group to assist you. It's like you need a coach and you need help on a regular basis. Like you said, they gave you someone to support you on a regular basis. And that's what that is really going to help you. So you've known what you've had to do. You just didn't have all the tools to do it. So I'm excited for
you. Yeah, I think it's hard to do when you're not quite sure. And they're very systematic about how they go about things. And I think that accountability will be great. And then I think I like the way that the flavor of the group is once you're helped, you turn around and help others that are coming behind you.
And that's what it's about. And that's how you learn. That's standing in your power. So that's very exciting. I'm so proud of you.
I wanted to make sure Rhonda had pinged me, and I wanted to make sure I called in because I thought, you know, it really was a big shift for me.
Good.
And now I feel like I'm going faster, and I'm holding my boundaries a little bit. I'm more conscientious of the things I'm doing and what I'm doing.
Good. Keep making your list, and keep your eye on the prize. Keep your eye on the prize and what you really want out of this, okay?
Okay.
All right. I love you.
Thanks, Shelley, so much for joining us. 800-930-2819 is the number for the Mary Jane Mack Show and the Transformation Talk Radio Network. We are opening up the phone lines, taking your calls for mini readings with Mary Jane and also to maybe what you're grateful for. We'd love to have you on the air. 800-930-2819. We'll take one more before our last break of the hour. We'll take Kim calling in from Tacoma. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, Kim. How can I help you?
Hi, Mary Jane. Well, I just wanted to... First of all, I want to say I'm very thankful for KKNW and for you. I've been listening to you for years, and I feel like you're an old friend, even though I've never met you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, I just, there's so many things to be thankful. The choices that we have when we live in America are phenomenal, and I appreciate that every day. But what I'd like to know is I've been having some issues with my heart. And I have to go to my cardiologist this afternoon, but I don't know why. My intuition says the problems aren't really my heart. So I just kind of was curious what you see.
Well, what kind of problems do you have?
I had some pressure in my chest a couple weeks ago, and enough that it scared me a little bit. So I went to the emergency room, and they didn't find anything there. So then I had to go to a cardiologist, and he put me through some tests. Yeah, that stuff.
They just got to follow the protocol. Yeah. So let me tell you what's wrong. Let me tell you what's wrong. What they do is they have to follow the protocol and the guidelines for, you know, you're having these symptoms, so they guide you to where, you know, another specialist. That's what they do. So it's good to get checked out. But here's what I get on you. It's your gallbladder. Your gallbladder is a 6 and your bile duct is a 2. Now, your bile duct that lubricates the liver to produce bile, that bile goes through your gallbladder, flushes the gallbladder, and into the gut to digest your food. So often you could have gas or bloating. Do you have that?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah. And indigestion. You could be stiff and sore. Your joints could ache. So when your gallbladder is in low gear or your bile duct, now that backs up your whole system, backs up your heart, your thyroid, everything. And then that's where you get the pressure on your heart. So when you take the stress off the gallbladder and the bile duct, then your, because your heart is a, it's a 6 right now. And as soon as mm-hmm. you take care of the other things, it goes to a 12, which is what it should be. So it's I'm not picking up anything going on with your heart. It's the gallbladder and the bile duct that are creating all, I mean, that's the issue, the bottom line, that's causing the other symptoms. So give our office a call, Kim. We could get you in shape before the holidays here. And
I'm going to do that. You're so right on. I have two gallstones. And so I can tell you're right on.
Yeah. Well, we can take care of that. Right. We take care of stones. And that's why I said when your bile duct's at two, it's more likely stones. Yeah. So, but we have a program for that and it's not complicated. So come on in, talk to Rhonda.
I'm going to.
Okay, Kim.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, Kim. And 800-930-2819 is the number for the Mary Jane Mack Show. She is part of the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. And she'd love to perform maybe a small mini reading. We still have a little bit of time left in the show for you for that. It's 800-930-2819. Also, topic for the day is being grateful or being grateful for, and we'd love to have you. So again, 800-930-2819. We'll take our last break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Shelley Ryan, host of Your Next Chapter Radio. When you're ready to start a new chapter, take time to get clear about what it is that you want your next chapter to look like. Imagine what you'll be doing, who you'll be with, where will you be, how will you feel when you get what you want. This could be your dream job, finding your love, retirement, a balanced life, a healthy, fit body. Whatever you're looking for, create a crystal clear picture of exactly what it is that you want. Then write your vision down in as much detail as you can and read it as often as you can to remind yourself of your what. You don't have to be concerned about how you'll make this happen. You just need to be crystal clear about what it is you want. If you stay focused on your what, watch God and the universe show you opportunities for how to take action and make it happen. If you need help getting clarity around your what for your next chapter, you can reach me at www.yournextchaptercoaching.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit LucidPlanetRadio.com for more information.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
All right, now welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show. My host across the counter from me is the lovable Mary Jane.
Oh, thank you, Benny.
Welcome. I don't do nearly as well or justice with how Nancy introduces
you. Oh, well, we miss Nancy.
I know. We hope
she's in New York in the snow. It's snowing, so it's pretty magical.
It can be, and of course, we're right on the heels of the season here locally in the Seattle area. I can feel it. I can smell it. Can you smell the snow? I can
usually
smell the snow.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It's all good.
I know, right? All right. Well, we have time for maybe, definitely one more caller. We have holding Spencer. And also, if you have time, we'll sneak in one more. I think we can do that. So 800-930-2819 for the Mary Jane Mack Show, being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network and Spencer from Seattle. Hello, Spencer. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Spencer. What can I do for you?
I seem to be having insomnia. I can get to sleep, but I can't stay asleep.
So,
I'm sorry.
How long have you had it?
Oh, I go in and out of it. It's worse in the fall. And I sometimes take medication and supplements, but it's really bad right now.
Well, you have a really bad gallbladder, Spencer. You have a bad gallbladder and bile duct.
That seems to be the theme today.
Well, it's the theme a lot of the time because do you have digestive issues?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so sometimes you'll notice, do your joints ache at all?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, so you think about that because usually when I ask people, sometimes they say no and then they think about it. But your gallbladder is a two and your bile duct's a two. And when you have that, that's backing up your whole system because the first thing I picked up was your brain's a two. So that means everything is in low gear and low functioning, but it's because of your gallbladder and your bile duct. So when that is corrected, then all the rest will get better and without doing so much. Because you could, what you're doing right now is just treating your symptoms, but you're not taking care of what's really going on with you. So when you have the gallbladder thing, like there, you get to sleep, but your blood sugar drops. So your gallbladder will back up your pancreas, then your pancreas is in low gear, then your blood sugar drops, and that's why you're not sleeping through the night. So again, this is one of the most common things I see is gallbladder and bile duct. And by taking care of that, you take care of so many other things without, you're not treating the symptoms. You're getting to the nitty gritty and getting everything working again. You got to be tired. Are you tired?
Oh, I'm wired and tired. Both are true.
Yeah. You got to be tired. When you're walking around with ETA 2, you may not notice the other. Usually you could have gas or bloating or indigestion, your joints will ache. You'll feel stiff and sore. You can have heart palpitation, racing heart. There's all kinds of symptoms that go with this. However, when you take care of this, everything gets better. Your energy comes back, and it's not that complicated.
So, how long does it take to fix?
Well, we don't fix it. We support and heal your body because when you say fix it, then it means it's going to break again. You'd be surprised. Sometimes for people it's 2 weeks, can be 6 weeks. Everybody's different. The other thing we work on is how'd you get like this? What's the emotion? Everything's emotional based, like liver is anger, gallbladder is resentment, and we all have it. You're no different than the rest of us, and it's about just looking at those things and where they came from to help get you back on every level. Does that make sense?
You support it through supplementation?
Supplementation, and I use Biotics Research nutritional products, which are top of the line. I have predictable results because the products, every pill in that bottle is almost the same, which is not true of most supplement companies. So when you take them, that's why we know we have predictable results. I know, like I do the numbers when you come in. Like right now you're a two. So when you come in a week or 2 weeks, whatever that is, then the numbers should be different. And we can figure out, so I know where you're at all the time. And if there's something not working, which is unusual, we figure out what that is. Like if you're not getting all the supplements in or you're eating something wrong. We have an answer. There's an answer to everything. And all I'm doing is it's not me. It's tapping into your body, your environment, and what's going to work for you. So give us a call, talk to Rhonda, and we'd be happy to take care of you.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Spencer, for calling in. And that should probably do it for today, wrap it up. We have actually a couple minutes left in the hour, though, Mary Jane. So maybe, I'm going to be what I'm grateful for.
Okay. okay.
Have
that
we
would
not
be
done
great.
Me?
No.
Well, I'm super grateful for you, obviously, and the Transformation Talk Radio Network for being a part of the KKNW family. Of course, my family, immediate family, and extended family for my boys' family. And just love on the planet and, you know, for everyone out there, even Eric, little Eric.
Oh, yeah. We love Eric.
And Nancy, too. So, I mean, being grateful is one thing. It actually covers someone's heart very deeply, you know.
It does.
And a lot. And so you got to have that within you. And so, yes, thank you very much.
And you're welcome. And I'm thankful for my sister, Rose Ellen Kelly. She's had a rough time the past few weeks. She's been in intensive care in Chicago. And made it through a really, really rough time and came home yesterday. So we wish her the best. I'm thankful for every day that she's here and she's been my life. She's one of the people that knows me all my life. The only one left that's known me all my life. Let's put it that way. So in my immediate family, I'm thankful for all my relatives in Chicago and for all the people that all my clients all over the country. I'm blessed and grateful to be able to assist you. And you teach me so much and give me so much to be thankful for.
It's a lot of power there, a lot of power.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to wrap it up here. You have been listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show. She is part of the Transformation Talk Radio Network for the future. You can join her show. It's every month around this time. It would be the third Thursday. See, I'm not as good as Nancy. I'm trying. It's the third Thursday of each month, the Mary Jane Mack Show. You can also check her out on the Transformation Talk Radio Network webpage. All the archived shows are there as well. So if you heard yourself here and you want to double back and check on it, or you might have missed a few things while you're on there or writing things down, that's another way to go back and check on it. So with that, have a great Thanksgiving there, Mary Jane.
Thank you. You too, Benny.
Appreciate it. We'll see you next month.